Hello, mamas. It's about to be 2024 in like 20 seconds, and I thought, you know what? I'll share it with y'all because there's no one else I'd rather spend it with. Okay. Oh gosh, here we go. The countdown started. Okay. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy January 2nd, y'all got fucking played. Y'all think I don't have a life? You think I'm recording a podcast on New Year's Eve? I spent New Year's Eve on mushrooms at a rave. But I want to share this moment with you. I still love you and I still care about you. And what I want to share with you today is my in and out list for 2024. Things are going to be in and things are going to be out. I know everyone does this, but I've been doing it longer than them. Oh, that was really phlegmy. Sorry, I made myself a smate. Like, fucking two things of protein. So, like, I have 3 liters of phlegm, like, bubbling up my esophagus right now. So, but with that being said, let's get right into it. Okay. Beginning without, I was really, I didn't know if I wanted to start without or start with in. Was I going to be an innie or an outie? I think we'll start with out because I want to end on, like, a more... positive note, because some of my outs are kind of negative. And also, please just comment your ins and outs for 2024. I'm very curious what your feeling is going to happen this year. I want to know. Beginning with the first out that I have, it's my debit card. I lost my debit card already. So that's been really fucking awesome. I, right after this podcast, am going to the bank and getting a new debit card. Did I lose my debit card a total of 6 times in 2023? Yes. Do I literally have a special number that I call when this happens now because I fucking lose my debit card so much? Yes. Yes. And I used to be like actually catastrophic when I would use my debit card because I, up until like last year, would not like put any money that I have into like stocks or anything like that. Cause A, I didn't fucking understand what a stock is. I didn't know any of that. I just had it in my checking account. So like if someone like took my debit card, they could just have all of it. They could have every single little nickel that I ever made, but now it's fine. It's fine. I fucking got like the real adults in my fucking life told me to put it in like stocks or something. So like, I don't even know where that. Okay. Anyways, next, Lego. Lego's out in 2024. This is like probably one of the hardest things for me to say is out because I love Lego. I've been a Lego lover all my fucking life, but Lego has gotten to a point where it's okay. I'm not saying that Lego needs to be this like niche thing, but there is just too many motherfuckers just being like quirkily like, I'm gonna buy a Minecraft Lego kit with my cousin. We're gonna build Lego. And then they like give up halfway through. Lego needs to be fucking reserved for the absolute veterans of Lego. Lego needs to be reserved for the fucking engineers, the Minecrafters, not like your average fucking Sally that's like,
yep, you know what, I'm bored, I'm gonna get a Lego kit and I'll post it on my Instagram and sell it.
Or some shit. I don't, okay, wait, actually, fucking scratch that. That one's not out. I'm being like literally so bitter for no reason. So on that fucking note, next up, out is being negative and cynical. This is something that I really struggled with throughout a lot of 2023. I found myself in a very like negative place. I don't know. I think it somewhat stemmed from like environment, people that I was around. But a lot of that has been removed from my life now. And I feel a lot more positive. I think that 2024 shall be the year of just unwavering love and positivity in the face of evil and in the face of meanness and negativity. Because why be fucking negative? Why be negative when you can be positive and not only make you feel better, but the people around you feel better? It's kind of amazing. And it takes nothing. It literally takes nothing. It just takes you saying something nice. And that's all. That's all you fucking need. So yeah, scratch the Lego one. Let everyone have Lego, actually. And let's be positive. Next out is influencers. And what I mean by this is people who like just post on social media, like, with nothing to contribute. So I guess that's the, like, the Merriam-Webster definition of an influencer. But I think 2024 should be the year of people actually, like, creating things on social media. If you're gonna fucking waste people's time with, like, a 4-minute TikTok about how you, like, bought a toothbrush or something, go die. No, not don't, not go die. Oh, I forgot we're being positive. This is, like, so reminiscent to, like, a month ago when I was like, I'm done being a hater. And then, like, the next week I posted a video cursing everyone that fucking slightly pisses me off. But no, I what I've really been thinking about recently, and maybe I've been overthinking it, but it's just, like, content as being the ability for content online on TikTok or YouTube to be a fucking waste of time. I think, and I'm fucking guilty of this, duh. Like, I think a good majority of my podcast episodes can broadly be described as a fucking waste of time. Not to say that, like, it doesn't bring value to certain people more than it does to others, yada, yada, yada. Same could be said for literally anything that is subjective, media, art, YouTube content, whatever the fuck it may be. But I think what I really want to do in 2024 is just make more fun and substantial stuff. Not saying that you're gonna have a fucking learning moment, that you're gonna learn the periodic goddamn table of elements from watching Ben of the Week on YouTube. That's not the fucking case, but I just want to give a little bit more. I want to give a little bit more from the heart and the soul. Next up, oh fuck, next thing that's out is nails. Specifically, my fucking acrylic nails. Look at my fucking nails. They're so fucking thick. There's nothing under my nails. That is the whole nail. It looks like there's bone protruding from my fucking fingers. If you didn't see my most recent YouTube video, I got acrylic nails for fucking funsies. And turns out that shit wasn't very funsy. And I managed to saw it off. Well, go watch the video, you'll see. But anyways, they're like this now. But it's like basically I have fucking rocks attached to the ends of my fingers. It's like the craziest feeling. And I was like, okay, like I can fucking live this. I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Until fucking New Year's New Year's Eve. I was baking cookies with someone and my co-baker put my fingers in their mouths so they could so they could taste the cookie batter. And they're like, oh, you got some rocks on the end of your finger. Ah! Okay, damn it. I'm just gonna fucking leave it at that. Using TikTok to find restaurants and things to do. Out. I think this was once a good resource. Like, if you're in, like, a new city or something, and you just don't know what the fuck to do, you could, like, Google, like, city name. And then what to do in, like, the TikTok search. And TikTok search is probably one of the only good qualities about the app now. But you could, like, find, like, videos. And it'd be like, hidden speakeasy restaurant that you might not have heard of in St. Louis, Missouri. And, you know, it could be, like, a genuinely good way to, like, discover stuff like that. But now every time I've, like, done that, every time I've, like, Googled. Not, what the fuck did I just say Google for? TikTok. Restaurants. Or things to do, I get the most fucking, like, tourist trappy things. It'll be like an
escape room where they serve you mimosas or, like, some shit like that. Like,
I don't know. Just there's, like, a through line through every single, like, restaurant recommendation that I see on TikTok. And they're all these, like, it's like all looks and no. All looks and no sugar, baby. Like, it's restaurants where, like, the food might look really good, but then, like, it actually tastes fucking ass and the service is terrible. Or it could be, like, oh, God, I'm trying to think of something. It'd be, like, the new Squid Game experience which sounds fun, and then you go there and it's like a fucking like $60 and you have, and it's like a glorified fucking escape room. I don't know why I'm just like shitting on escape rooms so much. But anyway, sorry. Next up, giving large corporations money, and we'll throw in an in here, but we'll get to the ins later. Conscious consumerism. I really saw humanity go on like a fucking downward spiral this year with like the addition of like TikTok Shop, which by the way isn't in Canada, and for some fucking reason, even though I live in America now, my TikTok app is still set to Canada, so all my fucking comments, oh my god, this is like one of the reasons I don't go on the fucking app, all my comments are in French for some reason, because like so many companies, when they're like localizing their app or their product or their service or whatever to Canada, they assume that everyone fucking speaks French. And I get that we're a bilingual fucking country, but I shit you not, they have all my fucking comments on TikTok turned to French. I can't even fucking read comments because it's like, if vous vous souhaitez. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, sorry. So yeah, TikTok Shop, shit like that, like being able to just buy things that you don't fucking need, like the chamoy pickle kit. Jesus fucking Christ. That does not need to exist. And I fucking know. I've been posting on my story every day saying, does anyone know where to get a chamoy pickle kit? I know. I fucking know. I just wanted to experience it and then have that. But no, like, you should not be able to mindlessly buy things. I think you should, and you, this is, like, a new thing with the internet that you can just, like, mindlessly buy things. Like, fucking Apple Pay is so dangerous. It's, like, insane. And I'm not saying you should have to, like, walk down to, like, 400 different stores to buy, like, a piece of ham from the butcher and a piece of cheese from the cheese shop, even though that's probably good to do, or, like, a shirt from the boutique, versus, like, I don't know, like, doing, like, a fucking Walmart run. Like, no. But I think we just, in general, need to do more thinking about what we're buying on multiple levels. We need to think about who we're giving money to. Like, if it's a good corporation, if they're ethical, if you should boycott them for whatever reason. They, like, fucking hate unions, or they don't support Palestine, shit like that. Like, there's that level of, like, ethical consumption, but then there's also the level, like, do you fucking need this? Do you need chamoy pickle kit? Do you fucking need a rose toy? No, you don't. Get a fucking Xbox controller, load that shit up on a Fortnite, and turn on the fucking Fortnite festival mode and let that shit go. Sorry. Just think more about what you're buying. Fucking moving on from that, another out that I have is actually food trends. Wow, hand in fucking hand. I think, like, no, I literally just covered that. Like, don't buy chamoy pickle kit. Sorry. Anyways, moving on. Next up, K-pop. Sorry. But I can't fucking keep up anymore. I can't keep up. I have this one friend. Her name is Pat. Shout out, Pat. Why the fuck are the fireworks, like, sorry, flash warning. She is somehow, like, tapped into every single fucking, like, K-pop group, like, in existence, and goes to every single concert. And I swear to God, every single week, there is, like, a new K-pop group that, like, somehow has a crowd of, like, 20,000 people in, like, Toronto, Ontario. And I'm like, where the fuck did y'all come from? Like, they literally have a Minecraft spawner in South Korea pumping out these fucking K-pop groups. I can't keep up anymore. This is not even a dig on K-pop or the fans or anything. It's just, it's too fucking much. I miss when we just literally had, like, fucking, what was it, like, BTS, Blackpink, Luna. That's all you needed to know. You didn't need to know any fucking thing else. Now there's, like, NCT 13444 48992 QR code motherfucker sounding ass. Like, please! I can't keep up. Next up is tattoos. Tattoos are out. Yeah, tattoos are fucking out. Because you're gonna regret it. I'm sorry. I don't wanna be negative again, but, like, you're gonna regret that tattoo. Especially if you're getting, like, okay, if you're getting a tattoo where it's, like, your dog's name that passed away or something, okay, that's something you probably won't regret because it's something that'll stick with you forever. But if it's like a fucking, if you're getting like a meme tattooed, go to college, fuck, like, no, don't do that. I think I'm just like projecting here because A, I cannot fucking do needles, but B, I changed my mind so fucking often. Y'all literally have seen it. I've been like, I'm no longer a hater. And then I fucking curse people the next week. Shit like that. I don't know. I just changed my mind so much. Like, it's hard. You wouldn't feel the last a fucking day of my mind. Next up is food trend. Oh, I literally said that already. Fuck. Next. Out is outrage bait content. This is a kind of content where, like, this is mostly on Twitter, but it's, like, people just, like, blatantly saying something, like, incorrect or putting on, like, a bit with, like, no irony or anything, like, literally just to get people mad so that people comment being mad and, like, they gain impressions. That shit is done. Specifically what I'm thinking of, there's this, like, girl, I think she's, like, Thai or something, and she was, like, she had this phony ass like black scent that she was putting on and everyone knew it was fucking fake. Well, not everyone, but like it was so blatantly obvious. And people have like later found videos of her talking in like her actual accent, which is just not a black scent at all, but caused this whole stir on Twitter. And like her, she was like, yeah, I was like raised in Georgia and that's why I talk like this. And it's like literally a completely fake accent. Just stuff like that. Outrage bait content. Like, don't try and fucking do that. Next, out. I have two more outs, so we'll get the ins, okay? Side hustles are fucking out. Sorry, my nose is running. What the fuck? Well, then you better go catch it. Okay, side hustles are out. This is a like uniquely American thing, from what I've noticed, because in the rest of the world, we have something called hobbies. We'll get to that later. That's one of my ins. But people, and listen, this is like kind of like a symptom of the fucking capitalist state that is America, but people are so quick to like try and monetize their hobbies. And I think that is a very, obviously, you know, like there's like success stories. Like, my name is Baked by Melissa and I just loved making cupcakes. And now I have a chain of 600 cupcake restaurants. Like, good on you, fucking Baked by Melissa. But that's not realistic for most people. You're not going to have like a prolific business from monetizing your hobbies. And especially some hobbies are so hard to monetize. Like, if you're like, say you just like making music, but then you like go off the fucking rails on like as like a TikTok like music promoter for your music, and you're like, I just wrote this song in the summer. No, motherfucker, just write that song for yourself. Not for the summer, not for no other bitches. Just write it for yourself. Just have hobbies for yourself that can exist without any fucking monetizable profit. Please. And last one is podcasts. Podcasts are out. Okay, ins. We'll get into right after this quick podcast break. Okay. Now, sorry, piggybacking off of side hustles. Hobbies, quiet hobbies is what I'm going to call it, are in. Okay? Having hobbies just for yourself that you might not even share with anyone. Okay? I'm going beyond like just like not monetizing it, not even sharing with anyone. Just like learning the guitar for yourself. And then, you know what, one day you can like show someone, oh yeah, I can play the fucking guitar or something like that. Like, keeping things to yourself overall, I think is like a good, like thing to do this year. We share too much of ourselves. Next in is dyeing your hair just a little bit. I've always wanted to do this. I tried it once. It didn't fucking work. I tried bleaching my hair like a tiny bit so it would go like brown. But I want to do that this year maybe. Just lighten my hair like a shade. I think that's so fun. I don't think you need to like go crazy, dye your hair like fucking turquoise color. Just try a little bit. Just see what happens. Next up is cooking for yourself. One of my New Year's resolutions was to give up. I had two New Year's resolutions. One was cursing people because I really got into fucking witchcraft around the end of the year. And I cursed my friend and she got involved in a fucking robbery and got smoke bombed and tear gas and then hit by a car in the span of 24 hours. And I felt really bad. And even though I don't think I did that and I took no responsibility for it, I still am not a spiritual person. But I think, Loki, that was a little bit fucking scary. So, oh, but my other New Year's resolution was to give up fucking DoorDash and like ordering food online. Done. I'm fucking done. And the straw that broke the camel's back was I ordered these fucking burritos. It was like right after I came back from visiting family, like in another part of Canada. And my mom and I were so hungry, we're like, we're gonna order burritos. So I fucking order them, and I order them to the wrong Mucho Burrito location across the city of Edmonton, like fucking 40 minutes away. And I couldn't go get them. I mean, I could have gone and get them, but I was like, I collapsed. I was like, I'm so fucking stupid. I'm such a fucker. So next in is my Discord server. Join if you haven't. Mama's Discord server, discord.gg/bed of the week. Tap the fuck in. We have a hoot and a holler over there. We have a fun old time. Ow, my eyeball just, oh fuck, my eyeball just felt like it exploded. I've been screaming so much, I think I just caused like a fucking aneurysm. Next up is getting involved with your community. This is always something that I like imagined like elderly people to fucking do, and I was like being ageist for no reason, because I think it's beautiful that you can go volunteer at like your farmer's market or something, like just meeting people in your area. I've always been under the fucking umbrella that like, meh, like I'm like from a small town, I don't fuck with anyone here, all my friends are online and like in bigger cities, blah, blah, blah. But no, there's so much beauty to be had in finding people that are similar to you in your town, because yes, there are fucking people in your city and in your town that you would get along with a lot. I think it's kind of naive to just, if you're from an area that you don't like, to just reject every single person that lives there. Because I am sure that there's people just like you who feel the same way, who have similar interests and stuff like that. And piggybacking onto that, my next in is embracing your hometown rather than traveling. I think like after COVID, there was such a wave of like, fuck, I need to go to fucking Europe. I need to go to Asia. And I'm speaking from experience because I fucking did this too. Sorry, Greta Thunberg. I'm gaping fucking hole in the ozone layer because of me. I do carbon offset my flights, so guys, and they plant trees for when I, it's like $20 per flight or something, and they plant fucking trees. And is it probably greenwashing? And am I probably a fucking idiot? Yes. But embracing your hometown is beautiful. Yes, obviously, like it's good to travel and explore other cultures. But if you live in the US or Canada, believe it or fucking not, you can explore all those cultures from within your own city, because there are so many like cultural institutions that people share from like immigrant populations. Obviously, like, you know, it could be as small as going to like a fucking Indian restaurant or something, or, you know, like fuck, I got invited to like, what was it? A quinceañera. I'm not gonna fucking go, but like, that's fun. Like, what I'm trying to say is like, you don't, people search for belonging and meaning sometimes too far than they need to, when it is actually just within reach. You can find what you are looking for and what you think you will gain from traveling in your own fucking city. Obviously, exceptions to this, if you live in like the middle of buttfuck nowhere in the sticks with like a town of population 200 people, yeah, you're gonna have to fucking, like, if you want to experience the world. But if you live in like fucking like LA or New York or Toronto or fucking Atlanta or Miami, and you're like, get me out of here, motherfucker, do you realize you have like the, you literally live in like the United Nations? You live in such a diverse place that there's so much you can experience right fucking here. And also, no, that's it. There's no also, sorry. Next up is, did I make a fucking typo? I just wrote pay. What does that mean, pay? Oh, I know what I was gonna say. No, I don't. I was gonna say pain in cash, but then I like thought that was fucking stupid, and then I didn't put it down. Okay, anyway, sorry. Next up, my next in is showering your friends with gifts. I had such a fun Christmas, and I really loved just giving gifts to my friends. It was a lot of fun, and I think it's so fun doing, like the funnest part is like personalizing the gift if it's like something you bought from a store, or making your own gift, making like a personal gift. That is the kind of shit that will stick with them forever. And it really shows that you care, because obviously how fucking easy is it to get a gift card, to get, I was gonna say a candle, but I only got some of that first. So fuck. Next up, being silly is still in. I've been trying to make that shit in all the time, and bitches just want to be serious. Sorry that you're fucking boring and you can't be silly, and you've never been allowed yourself the beauty and freedom of being silly, and I pray that you can one day, but do it. But silliness with respect, because you can be silly and you can be fucking annoying too, okay? That's a thing that happens too. So being silly in the sense, okay, in no sense, just being silly. And my final one, which I kind of alluded to at the start, is unwavering kindness and positivity in the face of evil and meanness. It is truly your energy. I don't like saying energy because that feels like a spiritual term, but your fucking energy is contagious. And if you make someone feel good, they are probably going to make someone else feel good, okay? You compliment someone, they're not going to go and fucking punch someone in the head afterwards. They're going to be like, that felt good. I should make someone else feel good. But if you make someone feel bad, chances are you're going to fucking ruin their day. And then that likens the chances of them ruining someone else's day. So, hey, why not just start a positive chain, okay? You can make 500 people feel bad, or you can make 500 people feel good. Oh, my Apple Watch is vibrating. She was like right under my butt. That scared me. Okay, that's them. That's my ins and outs. Please comment yours. Let's read this week's drama. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I was just reading the comments on the most recent episode. And why? Tell me why one of the top comments is, Ben, I really hope you're okay. Some of the thoughts you're having are severe signs of mental illness, and I really recommend seeking therapy to help you cope. I hope you feel better. I'm feeling so fine. And I'm not saying this to like deflect or anything. I genuinely am feeling fine. I was really on that past episode because I was off a Panera Charged Lemonade, and thankfully I've broken that habit because I'm in a country that doesn't have Panera bread. And hopefully it's banned when I get back. Otherwise, y'all might see me in that state again. I do appreciate you looking out for me, though. I am fine, though. And I hope you are doing fine, too. I'm doing very well, actually. But the real drama comes from LordPixel1223. By the way, if you want me to read your drama on a podcast episode, just comment it, please. Comment it down below. And I'll read it on a future episode. Keep it short, though. Like a sentence. Okay, hi Ben, love your videos, here's my drama. Last year my teacher covered disorder stuff and I realized my behavior aligns with ADHD. I mentioned it to my mom, but she doesn't really believe in ADHD. Now I'm struggling in school. Please help, I'm dying in school. And then in brackets, please stop drinking Bear Charged Lemonade, please don't die. Okay, this is something that I've like really like thought about a lot. Cause I always kind of think that like likewise, like some of my behavior aligns with like the classical symptoms of ADHD. I've never actually gone through the process of getting a diagnosis for it. And I think it's important to do that. And I need to take my own fucking advice here. And I need to hopefully in 2024 get that figured out. Because, you know, self-diagnosing yourself is not good at all. Even if it feels like you tick all the fucking boxes, just get it checked out. And I know you mentioned your parents don't believe in it. That I'm so sorry that that is the case. You can, in some states, go see a doctor without your parents' permission. I know it's like a little bit tricky with like insurance and stuff. And, you know, worst case scenario, you have to wait until you're like a legal adult to do that. But I mean, thankfully, ADHD is something you can get meds for. And not that I can like advocate for that because I can't swallow fucking pills. But so like what the fuck would I even do? I'd have to put like Adderall in fucking yogurt or something and crush it up. But anyways, what the fuck is vibrating under my chair? No, I really do hope that you can like get some solace on that. Hopefully there might even be programs like in your school with like counseling stuff to get that level of like healthcare. Oh my god, that fucking scared me. That flash scared me. to get that figured out. But I'm wishing you the best. Hopefully it's not ADHD, but if it is, you're gonna be fine too. Either way, you're gonna be fine. And I love you. And I love you all so much. And here's to 2024. Everyone cheer with me. Clink. Clink with my fucking